Laba saying good afternoon. Hope you're all having a great Thanksgiving weekend. This is Kęstutis Today with us for Independent Lithuanian Radio. Continually broadcasting from KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. And, of course, live streaming audio over the internet at ktym.com.
Jurginai prausdamies liaunį, margom langiniam sakė. Kad skrido paukščiai aštuoni, bet jėgos jų išsako. Tada atsėlino naktis, šalčių užmigdė pievas, tamsoj tylėjimu sunkiu, sutirpdė širdį miegas. Kasgi paukštį priglaus?
Well, here we are on Thanksgiving weekend, and thanks again for tuning in to Independent Lithuanian Radio. And, my God, what is it, 80 degrees in your neighborhood, 90 degrees somewhere in the valleys, maybe 70 degrees at Santa Monica Pier? God knows. But beautiful, beautiful weather. And, you know, you can't ask for much better than that. Unless you're in a fire area, you could probably stand a little bit more humidity. But anyway, in Lithuania, today is 24 degrees, and tonight will be 15. As a matter of fact, it is nightfall already because they're ahead of us, so it'll be down to 15 degrees tonight. And tomorrow will be 24 degrees high, 13 degrees low. Monday, 24, 16 degrees low. Tuesday, 27 degrees. And Tuesday night, 23 degrees. Wednesday, up to 30. And Thursday, all the way up to 34. How do you like that? Above freezing by the end of the week, Thursday, in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. Now here's a story for you, a little interesting, and when I get to that part, I'll repeat it. The headline is from World News, U.S. to keep troops in Poland and Baltic states for at least another year. A year's not a long time, but that's the headline. The United States to keep troops in Poland and Baltic states for at least another year. The Persistence Presence mission is part of efforts to reassure NATO's Eastern European allies and counter any potential Russian threats to the region. The story comes out of Reuters in Vilnius, by the way. The U.S. will keep troops in Poland and the Baltic states for at least the next year, as tensions with Russia remain high, the commander of U.S. land forces in Europe said on Sunday. Several hundred U.S. troops were deployed in Poland and the three Baltic states of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia earlier this year after Russia seized Ukraine's Crimea region in March. The deployment was part of Washington's efforts to reassure nervous Eastern European allies that NATO would and could offer protection from any Russian threats. Originally planned until the end of this year, the Persistent Presence, that's a quote, the Persistent Presence mission of overlapping units on rotation is going to continue, according to Lieutenant General Frederick Ben Hodges, commanding general of the U.S. Army in Europe. That's what he told reporters in the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius. Quote, we have planned rotations out through next year. Units are designated that will continue to do this, Hodges added. There are going to be U.S. Army forces here in Lithuania, as well as Estonia and Latvia and Poland, for as long as is required to deter Russian aggression and to assure our allies. Remember that all three Baltic states used to be part of the Soviet Union. Permanent stationing of U.S. and other units in the Baltics and Poland remains off the table, in part due to concerns that would breach a 1997 Russia-NATO agreement. This is the part I was talking about. Listen, all three Baltic states used to be part of the Soviet Union. Permanent stationing of U.S. and other units in the Baltics and Poland remains off, that's off the table, in part due to concerns that it may breach a 1997 Russia-NATO agreement. Now, in the meantime, by the way, Nematomas Frontas, or the Invisible Front, premiered last week, Friday night at the Lamel Theater in Beverly Hills. I was there, and I know many of you were, and many of you came earlier and later, and people drove up from San Diego on Sunday, and it's fantastic that there's that kind of support for that film. The film's run its course. It ran for about a week, and, you know, that's it. If you missed it, you missed it. The DVD is coming out, according to the producer-directors, probably in February, March. These things tend to lag, so it might be more like March or April, but this is really a film worth seeing. I saw it. I was moved again. I saw it in Lithuania during its original premiere, and I saw it last Friday at the Lamel Theater in Beverly Hills. Truly an experience. When they speak in Lithuanian, you have English subtitles. When they speak in English, you have Lithuanian subtitles. And there are interviews with neighbors. Neighbors upon neighbors, neighbors who turned each other in, and neighbors who got jobs with the communists, who took land from their neighbors and distributed it to other neighbors who were poorer. It's a very interesting take on the whole thing, because there are interviews with communists and their view of the partisani, who after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, they considered bandits because they wanted peace. That's not the point of the movie, not the point of the film at all. The point of the film at all goes around Mr. Luksha, who cuts the border a couple times through Poland and winds up in Paris, winds up in love, and decides that his first love is his country, and he goes back to help. And he's parachuted in, and he is a traitor, gives him into the Soviets, and he's shot. This goes on until the early 1950s, the film. Anyway, I don't want to give too much away. It's just very interesting. You need to see this movie. I saw it. You'll enjoy it. And it's appropriate for children, too, especially Lithuanian-American children, who will learn more history in the 90-minute film than you will ever be able to tell them. I'll be right back. You know, over the last couple of weeks, I've been complaining how we're in the hole here, because we thought KTYM was being sold, and being sold to the Catholic Broadcasting Network, and that deal never went through. They're still looking for a buyer. KTYM will be sold, and we will be ending approximately 25 years on the air sometime. right around the new year, but right now we're on the air and we need to pay bills, and I haven't asked you guys for money, you listeners, my loyal listeners, for money for a long time. But I began to campaign, so to speak, for funds in the last few weeks. And I really want to take this opportunity to thank some very generous supporters, Paula Valentin and Victoria Valentin, for their support. They wrote us a nice check, and the Amber Family Partnership, Amber, get it, Ginteras, Amber Family Partnership from California, up on Vermont Avenue. Check the Independent Lithuanian Radio. Very much thank you, Biruta Viskanta, of the Amber Family Partnership. And finally, very generous donation from Lily and Rim Kaminskas, the Kaminskas family. The Kaminskas family has been very generous to us, and I want to acknowledge you all. And if I forget anybody, I apologize. I just have a lot of things going on. I got an insurance business. I do this radio show for 25 years. And I also have a Euro Deli Mart up the street and own a couple apartment buildings that I manage myself. Speaking of Euro Deli Mart, that's 28 blocks from the beach. We're even open today, Thanksgiving, for about another half an hour. We were open yesterday on Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving Day for a few hours. Bottom line is this, we're open 7 days a week no matter what. Just we have shortened hours on holidays and on Sunday. Sunday's 9 to 5, Monday 7 a.m. To 8, Tuesday 7 a.m. to 8, Wednesday 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Thursday 7 to 9, Friday 7 to 9, Saturday 7 to 9, and Sundays 9 to 5. It's important to remember that Sundays are shortened 9 to 5. But if you're in town any time, 7 days a week, we are open. And we're carrying a new product, which is a sourdough bread, a Latvian-style sourdough bread. We've been asked about it a couple times. We found a good manufacturer. It's made in Latvia. It's frozen. It's shipped here. So it's fresh frozen, and it's wonderful stuff. So remember, we're open 7 days a week. Just on holidays, we may have shortened hours. So don't forget to visit us at Euro Deli Mart Lituanica at 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard. Okay? 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard. That's not in L.A. That's in Santa Monica. That's 28 blocks from the beach. Okay? It's the corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevard. The streets from the ocean go, you know, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th Street, so on and so forth, Lincoln Avenue, 8th, 9th, 10th, and up to Harvard. And then they go to the college streets, Harvard, Yale, Stanford, some other one. We're on the corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevard, 28 blocks from the beach, in a strip mall. In a strip mall, we suggest you do not come at lunchtime because a strip mall is full of fast food places and parking is tough. We suggest you come before noon or after 2 any day of the week, except the weekends, which are easier, to 2838, corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevard, 28 blocks from the beach. Take the kids to the pier, and then come on by the store, buy them a Dadu ice cream cone, and let them lick it up and enjoy it while you do your shopping. All kinds of Lithuanian rye breads, and like I just told you, new Latvian sourdough bread, and canned soups, well, actually bottled soups. They're in clear glasses, so you can see what you're buying. We also have other Latvian products, including sprate, which are those little fish, you know what I'm talking about. And we have lots of Lithuanian chocolate, okay, pergale, and other Lithuanian chocolates. And we have a great selection of spices and even Lithuanian pasta. It's just a great bunch of stuff. Half the store is dedicated to the local market, you know, milk, cheese, eggs. By the way, Lithuanian, we also have Lithuanian cheese and Lithuanian butter and the like, and other Lithuanian goodies, including those cheese bars. You know, those cheese bars, those little cheese bars are like ice cream sandwiches, except they're cheese bars. Those are delicious. So come visit us, support us. We can't stay open without you. 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica Boulevard in Yale, Euro Deli Mart Lithuanica, open 7 days a week, except for shortened hours on holidays. Okay? Thank you for your support. And one more thing I want to add, just 28 blocks from the beach, so this is not complicated. 28 blocks from the ocean on Santa Monica Boulevard. A great selection of Lithuanian and other ethnic foods. And in honor of the film, Nematomas Frontas, Nematomas Frontas, The Invisible Front, we are featuring music from Skile, which is translated as whole, but the album is Brole, and it's all about the Forrest Brothers and the Partizane. We'll hear another little excerpt right now, and we'll be right back.
Laukia savo sūnaus lietaus. Klajūnė rašo laišką ugnies strėlėmis ant širdies nakties. Klajūnė sninga jai ant kasų ir kūno bučiniai debesų.
Once again, that was a Hole performing from their album Brole, Brole, which means brothers. The Forrest Brothers, the Partizane, and that was performed by Skile, featuring Aiste Smilgevičiūtė and her husband, who does most of the writing. She does a lot of the background singing when you hear her back there. And I've had the pleasure of seeing them live. You should see them live, too, if you ever get to Lithuania. They are wonderful. As a matter of fact, gosh, I forget when, but I think in 1999 or something like that, she won second or third place in a national singing competition, and then they formed the band. But enough of that. Let's get a little bit of Lithuanian news in here. Lithuania says Russia is blocking EU, European Union goods, from crossing borders. Russia is blocking Lithuanian trucks carrying EU goods from crossing its borders, according to a Lithuanian parliamentarian. A member of the European Parliament, Petras Auštrevičius, urged the European Commission on Thursday to take action against Russia as it was blocking the entrance of Lithuanian goods that was crossing its borders. Moscow and the EU, the European Union, have been trading sanctions amid the crisis in the Ukraine. Russia banned large qualities and quantities of food products from the European Union and Western countries as retaliation to similar EU sanctions on Moscow earlier this year. Auštrevičius said that this is not the first time that Russia has applied discriminatory measures ruining Lithuania's transportation business and seeking to harm Lithuania's economy by limiting export of the EU goods. According to the parliamentarian, Lithuanian carriers are incurring huge losses every day and are losing orders from partners and EU member states. The European Commission was asked to immediately take all possible actions to make Russia lift discriminatory measures on the movement of the EU goods. Now, that's the end of the story, but let me make it clear to you. Regardless of your politics and what you believe, remember that Lithuania does most of its GDP, most of its trading, with Russia and the former Soviet Union. You know, there used to be this sort of unwritten rule, if you've been listening to Lithuanian radio for years, especially on the Lithuanian version of the program, that you never give negative news, especially crime news about Lithuania. This is a little gruesome, but I find it very interesting. Lithuanian builder arrested. You know how most a lot of Lithuanians have emigrated to England, Ireland? This is in a suburb of London. Lithuanian builder arrested after day-long manhunt for suspect in knife murder of couple at their $500,000 pound home. Okay, that's like $1 million house. Okay? A Lithuanian double murder suspect was arrested after police drafted in Interpol and the National Crime Agency to urgently identify him. Surrey police had been searching for builder Viktoras Bružas, age 38, after married couple Patrick, 55, and Gillian Ketil, 54, were found stabbed to death in a sustained knife attack at their 500,000 pound home in Fetcham, Surrey, at 12:30 on Wednesday. Hundreds of police officers were tasked with finding Bružas, whose estranged wife was reportedly employed by the couple as a secretary back in 2012. The victims are said to have known Bružas, and the two suspects were also known to each other. Mrs. Ketil was found with serious stab wounds to his body. Mr. Ketil was found with serious stab wounds to his body and his legs at his home in the Copse, according to the ambulance report. Police have found what appears to be a knife with a broken blade near the scene of the double murder. Officers cordoned off a section of Meadow Way, which leads into the Copse and is about 500 yards away from the crime scene after the knife was discovered beneath a large tree at the side of the road. You got to imagine, you know, how this knife was used if it was broken. A forensics officer could be seen putting the knife, which had a black and silver handle and appeared to have been bent and broken, into a plastic evidence container. Surrey police confirmed the blade had been taken away for forensic examination, but it was too early to tell whether it was used in the killings. Well, what do you think, folks? A post-mortem and formal identification of the couple is expected to be carried out today. Senior officers said they had been working with the National Crime Agency and Interpol in a bid to track down the Lithuanian believed to be driving a black Mercedes C200, which he owns. The builder is not known to police in his home country. That has been confirmed. Detective Superintendent Nick May, head of the major crime team for Surrey and Sussex, told a press conference that police and paramedics were called to the house in Fetcham, which is a suburb of London, at about 12:30 in the afternoon after two bodies were found with suspected stab wounds by another family member. Mr. May said, quote, "At this stage, we believe that the offender or offenders entered the property at some time after midnight and subjected the victims to the sustained attack. Both victims were sadly pronounced dead at the scene. The couple, described as, quote, lovely by neighbors in the leafy commuter village just south of Road M25, moved into the community about 5 years ago and have a teenage son who is believed to have raised the alarm and raised the alarm and a daughter. Bružas is from Lithuania and lives in Walton-on-Thames. He also has links to Surrey and South London. He grew up in Kaunas, the second largest city in the Baltic state of Lithuania. The self-employed builder supports Chelsea and is understood to have a young son. He used to live in Forestgate until moving to a new house in the Walton-on-the-Thames area in 2009 with his wife then, Kristina Bružienė, a self-employed accountant and bookkeeper, also from Lithuania. It's understood they recently separated, and she was reportedly employed by the couple as a secretary until 2012. Neighbors say they saw Ms. Bružienė leaving with police officers in the early hours of the morning. The sleepy, quiet neighborhood where the murders took place has been cordoned off by police, who are scouring the scene for evidence. Forensic officers are currently in the house carrying out fingerprint searches. It is understood Mr. Ketil was the principal owner of Ketil Limited and Ketil Construction, which was required, which was registered to his home address. The company was founded back in 1985 and had an annual turnover somewhere in the area of $6 million pounds or less, which is, again, about $12 million. A number of construction companies are registered to the address under his name. One woman who was out walking her dog with a friend said she saw the couple living at the house with their 16-year-old son, and that she believed that Mr. Ketil and other children from the previous marriage. She said they were very close, very friendly. I think Patrick had children from a first marriage. I think he inherited a building company from his father and works from home a lot. Neighbors said that since he retired, his wife has continued to work as an administrator at Cargill in Copham, a company which provides food, agriculture, financial, and industrial products and other services. One neighbor who asked not to be named said she heard loud barking and a man's voice trying to quiet them down around the time of the incident. She said, "My husband came home late last night from Heathrow and got in about midnight or thereabouts, and he nodded that there were lots of frantic banking and noise going on next door. He thought about it then. There was a huge amount of barking, like a couple of dogs barking at something that seemed to have not been right. More importantly, it suddenly went quiet. Then about 20 minutes or so later, I thought, why were the couple's dogs barking? They must have been in a kennel in the garden, and I thought I heard someone come out and tell them to be quiet. It was a man's voice saying, be quiet. And the dogs calmed down. They quit barking for a while." A former neighbor of Bružas described him as a very nice guy and very shy. Anyway, the story goes on and on. We don't have enough time to cover the whole thing. The bottom line is lots of Lithuanians have emigrated to the London area, and apparently they are causing a lot of problems. Thank you for tuning in. This is Kęstutis Sadeivydas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. Bye-bye.